Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. Here should be a special schus for Rabbi Norman Rossi Sheyuchiu. And it's based on a shiur given by a Goyen of Ari of Ozer Shlita. It says in the Torah, Yizbach Zvachim Lelaka Aviv Yitzchak, Hashi writes, based on the Medrash, that a person is chai b'chweit aviv yoser b'chweit zkenai. Afikach tola b'yitzchak v'loi b'avaron. It says that Yaakov brought Zvachim Lelaka Aviv Yitzchak. So you see that it says Yitzchak and not Avram. That proves that the person is obligated to honor his father more than his grandfather. The Ramah brings the Marik, that a person is in Chayv B'chvoy Tzakenoi. But he says it's not true. Mashmos the Medrash says that somebody is Chayv to honor his grandfather, just not as much as his father. And so he passes the Halacha, that a person has to honor his grandfather. And so in the Bach, Shach, Taz, the Gra, his Biur brings two proofs from the Gemara for the Ma'arik that a person is not Chayav L'Chvoy Tzakeinu. One is what it says in Makkos Daf Yud Beis, when a father killed his son, the grandson becomes a Goyel Adam. A son can't be a Goyel Adam to kill his father, but a grandson can be Goyel Adam to kill his grandfather. And Rashi explains, because he's not in Musar, he's not warned on Kavod Tzakeinu. Also, from what it says at the beginning, end of Saita, Ravacha Bar Yankov was Megadel Rav Yaakov Ben Bitoy. And when he got older, he said, Ashkeni Mayim, and he said, Lav Brichana. Rashi explains, I don't have to honor you like a son. It's Mashmi, the Rag, Amora Mirashi, Shein Mutal Chiyu Valadim Lechavei did Zakeno, that a person doesn't have to honor his grandfather. And the Kadmainim already discussed these proofs. Rabbi Kiveger notes this in the Gilein HaShulchan Aruch. And first of all was Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Kolonimus in his Sefer Yechusei Tanoim Vamoroim. Who brings these proofs. And he says that a grandson is not Chayiv in Mechabit his grandfather. So we have to miyashiv the Stiros Divrei Rashi HaDodi. Because in his Perash al HaTorah, it's a mashma that Rashi learned that a person's chayv b'chvoy tzkeinu, just kavod avid adif. Father is better, comes first, but he still has to honor his grandfather. Whereas in the Perash of the Gemara, in two places, he says b'pshitus, that you don't have to honor your grandfather. So in the Achronim, we find numerous ways of being doicha these rayas. The Sugin Makkah, some say that since it's talking about his grandfather who killed, there's no chiyuv to be mechabit him. Like most Rishonim would say, there's no mitzvah to keep it up l'chosha. Pashtus is sugya of mitzvah daf samach beis v'od. That if yisomim, their father left them a par and a talis shel ribis, it says, v'nasi v'amcha lo yisar v'oise maise amcha. They're not chayiv in being mechabi their late father because he's not oise maise amcha. This teretz isn't such a great teretz for two reasons. Number one, Hatenech, if we learn pshat in the Gemara that he kills b'mezid, like the Rambam brings, is din b'harik b'mezid. The grandson can be a goal at them. So we could say he's a rasha, but stims to break Gemara's mashma that even talking about a ritzach b'shogeg, and therefore he's not a rasha like the Ritva said. Secondly, Lashon Rashi is mashma. Because he's his grandson, he's not mitzuvah l'chabed him. Mashmah, if he'd be a son, he'd be mitzuvah. So it's not because he's a rasha. If he was a rasha, there wouldn't be a chilek between son and grandson, between father and grandfather. And the fact that there is seemingly a chilek, that the father one would have to be mechabed and the grandfather not, it's not because he's a rasha. Others are doicha that since the grandson has been goyel dam aviv and kavod aviv kodem lekvod zakenai, he's allowed to kill his grandfather while it's kavod to keep it off. So normally he's chayv and kavod zakeno, but not here because he has to be mechabit his father first. But this is not a good teretz. Lashon Rashi is ve'eno musar al kvodo. Mashmi is not musar at all, not because his father comes first. He's not musar at all, but kavod zakenai. What about the Raya Misaita? The Gra is doicha based on the Medrash, Amar Yehuda Bar Eloi, Benois banim hareim kebanim. Bnei banois einim kebanim. That sons of sons are like sons, but not sons of daughters. So Rav Yaakov was the grandson of Rav Acha through his daughter. And that's why he wasn't mechayev to be mechayev him. Now the Gra learned that a person has to be mechaved his grandfather because b'nei banim hareim kebanim. But there's a number of kashas on this. Number one, right, because the Gra says that you only have to be mechaved your b'nei banim hareim kebanim, but b'nei banos are not kebanim. And therefore he didn't have to honor his grandfather because he was the son of his daughter. So the Gra is learning that you have to honor your grandfather or else b'nei banim kebanim. And the mela doesn't apply to banos, b'nei banos. But this that the Gra learned that yachayev v'chvod zkenim mishum debanim b'nei banim kebanim, that's why yachayev to honor your grandfather is difficult, because the Medrash says that, like we that b'nei banos are not kebanim. As the Gra brings it from the Medrash, that b'nei banos are not kebanim. But the Shitas Talmud Bavli is that there's no chilik between b'nei banim and b'nei banos, like we see in Yevamos 62b, when you came here of Arivia, that if he leaves a son for, he has a son from, a grandson from his daughter, he's Mekai and Peri Verivia. He's the Kal of B'nei Banim Arayim Kebanim. Even though it's the son of his daughter. So Yerushalmi learns only B'nei Banim, not B'nei Banos. The Medrash also says B'nei Banim, not B'nei Banos. But the Bavli doesn't hold that way. So it's hard to say Pshat in the Gemara and Soita based on the Medrash against the Gemara in Yevamos. Also the Ikar Svar Shver, what's the difference? The Ikar Svar Shver that to say that the Chiyuv of Kavod Zaken was Mishum de B'nei Banim Kebanim. Because this Klal of B'nei Banim Kebanim is not Shaykh to our discussion. Because the Klal is only the Gabe Mitzvah Spir of Arivia. Gabe Eishes Kain, Shemes Baila. She can eat Shruma if she has children from him. And even if he left grandchildren, she can eat because b'nei banim kebanim, not only children, even grandchildren. Yevamos daf ayin. Tosis used this klal even in Yibum, that if the mace left a grandson, his wife doesn't do Yibum, b'nei banim kebanim. So to the Yerusha Sassav, as it's on the Gemara, Bababasu Kufin and Tess, that a grandson yarshins his grandfather directly. Taisa says, because the Svar of B'nei Banim, Harim Kebanim. So the common denominator is that these are dinim that are telling and leaving a living son. So even in an instance where the son died, and this son left his son, it's as if the son is still alive. It's pshat b'nei banim kebanim. As if because he has grandchildren, it's as if his children are still alive. But if they're dinim that are totally b'shem ben or av, a grandson doesn't have a shem ben, and a grandfather doesn't have a shem av. Just as far as leaving seed, we say that if he left seed, you don't have to have a shame ben, but the fact that he left dinim that are tully and having a living son, there are living grandsons enough. But if it's tully in the shame ben, shame av, grandson doesn't have a shame ben, a grandfather doesn't have a shame av. In all these cases, Pirv Rivya Achilas Truma, for a woman who's had children from her late Kohen husband, Yerusha Yibum, these are all dinim that are totally in leaving seed. So we could say Banim, B'nei Banim are like their father is still alive, but then in Kibbutz Keno, who says he's his father? It's his grandfather. He doesn't have a shame ben. We're not talking about leaving seed, so leaving your seed from a generation further is fine. It's like leaving the next generation, two generations like the next generation. When it comes to Kibbutz Avim, there it's telling you Kibbutz Ken, it's telling you B'Shem Avin, if grandfather doesn't have a shame Avin. And also in Rashi, he says, Lav Barachan, I'm not your son. It's Mashmah, it's not Talayin, son of your daughter, the son of your son. He says, I'm not your son, I don't have to be Mechavid you. Another Teretz, the Achronim want to say, is that the Chiyuv of Kibud, of Kavod Avi Aviv, is not a Chiyuv Atzmi, it's only Mishum Kavod Aviv. You don't have to honor your grandfather because you're honoring your father. Like honoring the wife of your father, is not your mother. You only have to mechabit her. Midaraisa b'chaya av, not lachar morso. And Ramban explains, as a sagas of the Sefer HaMitzvahs in Sharish Beis, it's because it's not a chiyuv atzmi. It's not an inherent chiyuv, it's just because of kavra av, and the nachas ruach, when you're mechabit his wife. And therefore, it's only when the father is still alive. Now, in these two sugyas, מדובר לאחר מות האב או האם. ולכן באופן זה אין הנכד חייב בכבוד זקנה. So in the two sugyas that we brought raya is that he doesn't have to mechabit his grandfather, it's because the father is no longer alive. So if the whole din is b'tayras, honoring your father, it's only when he's alive. If he's not alive anymore and he's not going to have nachas ruach from you honoring his father, there's no mitzvah. So that's the answer they give. You have to honor your grandfather, but only if your father's alive. The sugya doesn't say you don't have to honor your grandfather if your father's not alive. But in this terrace, we can answer that in Tshuvas HaRamah, we see that a person's chayiv to be mechabit his grandfather even after the death of his father. So what are you going to do with the Shitasa? Also, Stimas Rashi. It's not, in both places, it's not mashma that it's because the father is no longer alive. Pshuto mashma is that he's not musar b'chol mikra and honoring his grandfather. So we're still stuck with the kasha of the snira and the sugyas. You have to honor your grandfather. You don't have to honor your grandfather. We see in two sugyas you don't. We see in mashmos of Rashi that you do. Pesach ha'inyan mizboer b'diyuk kashvus yankif. So to begin to understand this, we need to know what the shvus yankif was medayik miloshen Rashi. Divrei Rav Yankif, lav baruch ano, ve'ein alai lechavdecho kiben. I'm not your son, I don't have to mechaved you like a son. So it's meduyuk miloshenai, shekibud kiben, hu de'ein echayiv. He's not mechayev to mechavid him like a son. He's mechayev to mechavid his grandfather. So you have to understand that. Magam that the Bach and the Shach are mashma that a grandson is chayev to his grandfather, everything that a son is chayev to his father, machilo mashkeyu. So how did Rav Yankiv patter himself from giving his grandfather a drink? So in order to explain, first we have to mivare the essence of the mitzvah of kibud avim. And then we can understand the chilek between kavod harim and the kavod zken. Das haramban v'aritva yivom is davov is that ein b'chlal kibud av v'ein chiyuv l'shmo l'tzivuyeyem. Kasher ein adavar nogea l'hanatam. You don't have to be mechabed your parents just by listening to them. If it's not nogea, if it doesn't relate to their own pleasure. What's the hana that you have to give your parents? What's the kavod you have to give your parents? Machil, mashke, machnis, moitzi, Kedushin 31b. So So it's all directly related to their hana, give them to eat, to drink, accompany them in, out, but not stop listening to them. And the Achronim prove this from Taisus and Kedushin Lamed Beis Amar Alf, so writes the Ma'arik, regarding a case where a father wouldn't let his son marry a certain girl, and he said the son doesn't have to listen. Three reasons. Number one, Kar L'Darva Liyais, K'mitzaveh O'Lavrol Divrei Torah. He's telling him not to keep Torah, it's a mitzvah to get married, he's telling him don't get married. At least not to this girl. Number two, you don't have to pay money to honor your father. It's Mishal Av. So certainly b'makom tsar, you don't have to have tsar. You're in love with this girl. You don't have to break up with her for your father. And also, you're only if your father has hana. Here it's not a matter of your father's hana. Kibbutz is giving him hana. Whether you marry this girl or not, it's not directly related to his hana. However, there are the Rishonim who argue and hold that even just listening to your parents' stam is included in Kibbutz Aveim. So this is a Rechon Fishel parallel from the Meiri. Rabbi Mashem Yachal Amar Lo Aviv Yitomi Yoshem Lo Atach Zu Yachal Yishma Lo Yitam Lo Yimar Yish Yimoy V'Aviv Tira V'Shab Say Say Tishmor Kuchim Chayav V'Mechoydi. The Meiri explains that we're talking about a case where he says Asayk B'Chvaydi. In other words, he says to him, don't return this lost item or become Tameh, and by doing so you're honoring me. Because otherwise, if that wasn't the case, he was stam telling him to become Tameh, stam telling him not to return an Aveda. He's a Rosha, you don't have to be Mechavir a Rosha. The Meiri says that a father becomes a Rosha even b'dvarim, and you don't have to be mechabed him. The father says, go be metame yourself. He already becomes a Rosha, and that's it. You're not chayav in kibbutz anymore. That's the Meiri learns the Gemara. Without this Russia reason, you'd have to listen to him. Even though the father doesn't have any hana. As according to the Meiri, it's saying the father says, Asik b'chvoidi, I want you to be Osik in my honor. And you're going to do this when you become Tamei Meis, or when you're not being Machzor the Aveda. Then write to be Mechaved me. That's my will for whatever reason. Because otherwise, he's a Russian, you don't have to listen to him. But if not for the fact that he'd be a Russian, and you'd have to listen to him, even though his father doesn't have any hana. When he says that not to become tame, or not to be machzor the aved, he doesn't have any hana from them. And yet the child would still have to be mechaber his father. See, even if the father doesn't get direct hana, you still have to listen to him. He's not a Rasha that his son wants his son to do a sin. No. He wants it for his honor. He has a reason why he wants him to become Tamei Meis or not to be Machzor the Aveda. He has a reason. It's for his covet, for whatever reason he wants for his covet. But you see, even though it doesn't relate to him directly, you'd have to listen, if not for the fact that his father was a Russian. Father says, if his father tells him, Stam, Al Tachzir Aved, he's a Russian, you don't have to be Mechavid. Without the Rasha, you'd have to be mechabed him. And the only reason you're not mechabed him in this case is because it says that Shiva Yutor Bishab says like Shmaru, Shabbos comes first, you have to listen to Hashem first. But otherwise you'd listen to your father, even though it's not directly being mechabed him. You'd still have to listen to him. As long as he's not a Rosh or Rosh, if he's a Rosh, you don't have to listen to him. It's saying that it's time to do an Aver, you don't have to listen to him. It's because you're being mechabed him by listening to him. That's his kavod. And the only reason you don't have to listen is because you have a pasuk, because he's doing an avera. But otherwise, if not for the avera, then you'd have to listen to your father. So you see that even if it doesn't give the father direct tana, you have to listen. So he brings Rabbeinu Yerucham. He also proves this from Rambam, because he brings this din of kibbutz aveim when it's against the mitzvah and two halachas in mamrim. First, he writes, "Misham alav v'lav brother brei Torah ben shem alav mitzvah milas say alav adam mitzvah say harayz leishmal." Don't listen to him. To be mevatel an essay, to be over an elisa say, and if mislach yid gimel, if he says bring me water, you can do a mitzvah. If there's nobody else to do it, you should be essay for mitzvah, not listen to your father, because you and your father are chayav in the dvar mitzvah. So it's mashman. The first halacha he's talking about a davar shein loy hana lov, to see if we stam to be over in a mitzvah, Rabbi mevatel. Nevertheless, if not for the fact that it was an avera, you'd have to listen to him. So what's the Nekudas HaMechlekes? Why do we have some Rishonim who hold you have to listen to your father even if it doesn't directly relate to his pleasure, his benefit, and other Rishonim say you have to listen to him? We just saw in the Rambam. The only reason you're not listening to your father is when he tells you to be over in Divrei Torah. But otherwise you have to listen to him, even if it's not directly for his Hana. Famous Machne writes in Kedushin that Shmi L'tziv V'istam M'chuyevis Mishum Moira V'lo Mishum Kovet. You have to listen to your father Al Tzmoira. Because if you don't listen to him, it's Bechal Yistar Estvarev. And with this is Miyashiv, that it says, Ishi Yimov Aviv Tiro, Ein Li Ala Ish, Isha Minayin, Shomu Tiro, Ein Kan Shnayin, Kema Tam Lomer Ish, Pasuk says you should fear your mother and your father. It says Tiro, talking to men and to women. So why does it say Ish? The answer is because a man can do it. A woman is Meshubba to her husband. She can't necessarily listen to her parents. And the Pasuk is talking about Moira. Moira is B'sheva al Taisa. Don't sit in its place. Don't be Sosir Dvarav. So what does it mean Ein Sipik? What's stopping the woman from doing that? So he explains that we're talking about a case where the kiyum tzivu ya'av is something where he doesn't have hana. There's no kavod, but there's moira. It's included in la yistar svarav, and a woman can't do it necessarily because she's mishuba to her husband. A man can. So he says that included in moira is listening to your parents, even if it doesn't directly give them pleasure. That's the Machne. Wherever we can apparently prove from the Rambam that it's included in the mitzvah of Kavod. Because he writes in the Chazal of Aveda 11:19, someone sees an Aveda and his father says, don't return the Aveda, you should return it anyway. So you don't listen to your father not to return the lost object. Because if you listen to your father when you're mekayim the mitzvah of kavod etzavicha, you're mevatel the essay of hashev tashivim and you're over on lotzuch alesali. You can't do that. You can't be mekayim the essay by being over on an essay and a lois essay. So it's mashman the Rambam that the issue here is kibud. You're not doing something directly for your father. And yet the issue is kibbutz. You see that we're not returning the Aveda. That's why your father wants you to be mechabed him. For whatever reason, that's what he wants. But that's included in kibbutz, not in moira. Rav Rambam includes in mitzvahs covered dvarim she'en lo v'em anov v'nachas ruach lo'av klal, like standing before him, even if his father doesn't see it. If a person is in a rush, he shouldn't say, let me go, I'm in a rush for myself. You say, for my father. Give his father the covered. The Shah Hamachi honors his father. La'achar moisai, where he doesn't get direct covered. See, Areni Kaparas Mishkalva, Zichron Chayalam Hava. So you see, in all these cases, it's midin covered. You have to be mechaved your father, even in things where he doesn't have hana yeshiva, he doesn't have direct hana. So what's the gather of the mitzvahs covered according to the Rambam? Who holds that it's whether he gets direct hana, not direct hana? So the Chayyadim writes, Hakibru b'machshav maisu b'di, where shem chavdu m'liboy, shem chashuvim b'einam m'liboy, t'haynu sheyidmeh, b'einav shem g'doylim v'nechvedei ha'oretz, av shem v'einay shar b'nei adam, einam chashuvim klal, v'zeik yo kibbutz. The markers in the Yireyim, that the dibur is in machshav maisim dibur, you have to m'chavi them in your heart, that they're chashuv, they're g'doylim v'nechvedei ha'oretz, maisa obviously, dibur. And that's the Iker Kavod. You have to have this feeling in your heart and express it about how important your parents are to you. It seems mefurish in the Mechilta, Kabbalis v'chavasimecha shanei medvarim tamadom rekabbalis shamei hoincha. Ma'achol mishtu ksus nikiya. Now Zayim, I think you should only be mefurish Kabbalis v'chavasimecha bedvarim verbally tamad loimar. No. Kabbalis shamei hoincha ma'achol mishtu ksus nikiya. Also, serving them is also good. With your wealth, give them tea to drink. Clean clothing. So there's both bedvarim, verbally, and machal mishtok susnikia. The Rabag writes, the Iker Kibud Avim is Bitvarim. And he's Mitzayin, Shemachabit Gam Lachar Moisa, Maso Matan, Vidim Fanav. So he says you have to Machabit them in ways that are not directly giving them covered. After he's dead, you stand before him. When you do business, you say, covered my father, I have to go, covered my father. And he also writes, included in Kabbalah is Machil and Mashke. Kabbalah is Shamei Honchas. He's basing himself in the Mechilta and he learns both. That you have to be Mechabit and Bedvarim. Even if he's not around, even if he's not getting direct Hana, you should still speak in ways that are respectful. And you still have to stand up before him, even if he doesn't see it. So the Iker Kavod we see from the Mechilta, and that's the way the Ralbag learns, is Bedvarim. That's the Iker Kavod. And then, in addition, there's also a Siyas Tzrachim taking care of his needs. We see this in the Gemara. It says, Mechavdu, Mechav, Mechav, Mosa, Hayu, Mechav, Mechayiv. That you shouldn't say, oh, I have to go for my father. For myself, say, I have to go for my father. But Dvarim, verbally, the Moisoi. When you say Dvar Shmua, you say, so said my father, Areni Kaparas Mishkava. And then we have another Braisa, Hayu, Mechav, Kibud, Machal, Mashke, Malbish, Mechaz, Machnis, Moitzi. So we have two in Yanei Kavod Dairai, so one is Pshuto Shel Mikra B'Dvarim. You say things to show respect to your father, and we saw even further in the Chayyadim, even in your heart. And number two, you're Mechavidim. So when you're Mechavidim B'Dvarim, it's giving him Chashivas, even if he doesn't get direct Hana. So that's the Sheet of the Rambam. The Sheet of the Rambam is that you're Mechavidim, even if you're not giving him direct Hana, you still have to be Mechavidim. as we see from this Mechilta, that there's a kavod b'dvarim, and then there's also a kavod of serving him. And we see this in the Gemara. First it talks about kavod b'dvarim, and then it's kavod in serving him. So kavod b'dvarim is not even, it's not directly b'mechabed him, even if he's not alive anymore. So you see, it's not only about serving them, giving them direct hana, but anything you do to give them chashivus, you should feel their chashivus in your heart. You should speak in a way that shows that they're chashiv, and you listen to them, that also shows that they're chashiv. Even if it doesn't directly impact them, the fact that you listen to them shows their chashivus. עכשיו יש לעיין בשיטת הרמב"ן. The Ramban says in Yisro that the Iker Pshat of Kavod is Nesinas Gedula v'Chashivus. Kabed Esvicha v'Semecha Kasher Tzivcha Hashem Elokecha. She yoyde boi shu oviv lo yichbor boi leimor al odem achir shu oviv. V'lo yavdenu keben li yushasor lingen achir shi yitzapi men av lo yis Hashem oviv. V'yishav achai ovi l'shavu l'shekel. So he says he relates this to the first day of Rabbanoichi. Just like you have to believe in God, you can't be kofer in God. You also can't be kofer in your father and give other people credit. But people like that sometimes, the person's adopted, and he sees his adoptive father as his real father, and his biological father for him is Bechal, not his father. I think it's against halacha. It's your father, he's your father. Whether you like him or not. Whether you raised you or not, there's still a chav. You can't be kofer that he's your father. And obviously you shouldn't serve him, chas v'shalom, chas v'shalom, chas v'shalom, to get a Yerusha, or for something else. V'yikantzu b'chal ha-kovet v'ar ma'cherim, ki b'chol kovet nitztaveinu. So the Iker kovet is giving him chashivus, that he's your father. It's like you have to have kavod for Hashem. Anochi Hashem. Be moded, he's your father. Don't say it about another person. He's the most important person. He's your father. Don't swear in his name. L'shav in l'sheker. Swear in your father's name, l'shav. Give him chashivas. And also, shimush ma'asi. So we have to say that the Ramban says in its Chedushim that the kavod is bedavar only if the father has hana, and not stam when he commands you to do something. Your mother tells you to put on a sweater. So Ramban says you don't have to put on a sweater. But that's only when it comes to listening to their tzivut. If it's not for the toelis of the parent, for the benefit of the parent, you don't have to listen to the tzivut. And the Ramban is no. Even if it's not for the benefit of the parent, you have to listen to what they tell you. That's also included in giving them chashivas. But everybody agrees that the Iker Kavod is not nogea dafka to serving them. And even if the father doesn't see and doesn't know, the son is still chayav to be mechaved the father. And the Ramban holds like that as well. As the Ramban says, if he tells you to do something you don't want to do, you don't have to listen. But otherwise, you still have to be mechaved your father, even if it's not about serving him. Even if it's, you have to speak respectfully about him and stand up for him and do things, even if he's not getting direct benefit. Even if it's not serving him, giving him to eat or drink. But he still has to have chashivas. You have to give chashivas to your parents too. Show their importance in your eyes, even if they're not aware of it. Even if they're not alive, loving. So we have two inyanim of kavod, giving them gedula, giving them chashivas, and also being mishamish them, serving them. The famous Chakir the Minchas Chinuch is that Bein Adam Amakum El Chaveiro. Nafkamina, if you're over on Mitzvahs Kibbutz, you have to ask Mechila, like other sins Bein Adam Chaveiro or not. Cheskuni writes the first five Dibris, Bein Adam Amakum, second five Bein Adam Chaveiro. So that means that Kibbutz Avaim is Bein Adam Amakum. The Rambam writes in the Parashah Mishnayos, however, that all mitzvahs that are mentioned in the Mishnah that a person eats perisim by Elam Hazeh are mitzvahs Melech Havera, and one of them is Kibbutz Avein. The Yireim writes that this is, enumerates this mitzvah, Bein Shar mitzvahs, Shorvalem Virala Shamayim Virala Bris. If you're over on this, Virala Shamayim and Virala Bris, he says both. So, we can explain this based on the Ramban. Kavod Av is like Kavod Shemayim, because your father is your partner in creating you. And therefore, Hukash Kavodim LeKavod HaMakom. Hashem Avinu Rishon V'Amod Avinu Achron. We have two fathers, my father in heaven and my father on earth. On the other hand, the Chinuch says that it's Hakaras HaTov. So too it says in the Yerushalmi, it's Pri Aschov. So we have these two facets of the mitzvah. Number one, Ben Adam LeMakom, because you have to appreciate those who created you. God and your father. Your heavenly father and your earthly father. Ben Adam LeMakom, we also have Ben Adam LeChavero. Hakar Satov, Priyaschov, paying back a debt. So we can say that these two aspects now branch out. The Chashivas and Gedula is the Ben Adam LeMakom aspect. And the Shimush and Asiyas Tzrachim is more Shaykh Takar Satov, Priyaschov, Yoam. Yoam, so you have to serve him. And the giving Chashivas and Gedul is like Ben Adam LeMakom, he created you, so you have to show him honor for that. And with this we can answer a number of things. The Rambam holds in Mamrim 6:11-13, like the Torah writes in his name, that a person's chai b'kavod aviv v'rasha. The Torah asks from the Sigin b'av Mitzia that you're only chai b'kavod if you're osa ma'isa amcha, quoted earlier. Lachar Mishnah's mitarets, that Gemara is talking about lachar misa. Lachar misa, you're not chai if he's ain't osa ma'isa amcha. What's the difference? What's the shot in the Magid Mishnah? When he's alive, you're chayiv if he's a Rasha. When he's dead, you're not chayiv if he's a Rasha. So now we understand. Because kavod lachar misa is only out min al makom. Hakar satov is min al makom, but hakar satov and priyas chov isn't shaykh anymore. He's not alive, he's not getting anything from it. On the other hand, the chiyuv of kavod Rasha is priyas chov. It's not a Ben Lamakom. It's not Kovet Shemayim to Mechavit or Russia. But you owe him. So owing him is only when he's alive. So Mimele, you only have to be Mechavit. One has to be Mechavit, his father is a Russia, only when he's alive. But once he dies, now it's only Ben Lamakom. There's no Ben Lachaver anymore. And if it's not Kovet Amakom, if he's a Russia. Yisod Zev, Shal Lishmoa, Midivar, Bikivega, Bitshuva. It discusses if you have to listen to your one's father after he dies. Because on one hand, we find that Mechavdo Bechayiv, Mechavdo Bemoise. On the other hand, we find that Ein Chayiv Bekovet Eshesov Lacher Moiseav. And the Rabban explains because this Chiyuv comes from the father. So one's father's wife, if the father is dead, he doesn't have to Mechavit her anymore. Once he's dead. No Kovet Lacher Misa. I know a family, they owned the house, and the father was remarried to his second wife after his first wife was Nifter. And the wife was the second wife, the widow was living in the house. And the children said to her, sorry, we want to sell the house. It's a very, very expensive neighborhood. Get big money for the house. but it means evicting her. So they did so, and I'm not saying it was the right thing to do, but according to the Ramban, it's only because imagine mechabed your father's wife when she's alive. When he's alive, he's no longer alive. He's not chayv and covered anymore. So Rabbi Kiveger is mechalek between dvar gedula v'kavod ba'atzmusa to say avi moiri. That's shayich ben b'chayim ben lachar misa. But darish eino kavod v'gedula mitzad atzmai. Rak mishu masiyas nachas ruach la'aviv v'omniyas tsar is only mechayim. Again, you see from the fact that you're not chayv v'kavod eishas av lachar moisa av. It's because the chiyuv comes because of the father, and the father is no longer alive. So you see, kavod doesn't apply lachar misa. On the other hand, we saw before that kavod does apply b'chavdo b'mosa. So does kavod apply or not apply after misa? So he says, if it's to say avi moiri, that's bein b'chayim bein lachar misa. But if it's something that's not kavod v'gedula mitzad atzmo, it's just to give him pleasure or prevent tsar, that's only mechayim. And in light of this, he was choyker in the geder of the chiyuv to listen to the tzivui of your father. Im mitzad mayra, oy mitzad matan gedula v'chashivus. Hareza shayich legam lachar misa. So to listen to a father's command, if it's out fear, or giving him gedula and chashivus, so tzivin lachar mosa. But if it's to give him nachas ruach, then you listen to him. So it's not lachar moso, because he says lachar moso, there's no inyan of giving him nachas ruach. There's no inyan of asiyas nachas ruach or meniyas tsar. That's only b'chayim. But lachar moso, giving gedul and chashiva still applies. So is listening to his tzivui, mitzad giving him chashivus, then it would apply lachar moso. Or is it mitzad giving him nachas ruach, and it wouldn't apply lachar moso. The person of Asiya is safe, that is a chiyuv to be shamed tzivui, even lachar misa. On Kopanim, we have these two aspects of kavod. We have the kavod of gedul and chashivus, and asiyas shimushim. And that relates to that he's your creator. There's only Ben Alamakom, there's no Ben Alamakom Mechavir Rosh, when he's still alive. There's still Ben Alamachavero, and therefore he would be Mechavir Avir Rosh, that's Pshat in the Rambam. We saw Rabbi Kiveger, listening to your father, if it's mitzad gedula v'chashivus, even lachar moso. If it's mitzad nachas ruach, it doesn't apply lachar moso. Okay, this is the Siyat Ishmael Super Duper, and hopefully in the next year we'll continue, and we'll hopefully be miyashiv this whole Indian of Kavod Zekeinu, and we'll see more in the Flos Mitaris Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, b'li nadar. Hopefully we'll be zochet to continue.